American Language Course, Book 28, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Then repeat the sentences in which the underlined words are used. Number 1.
Desire. Desire. Anne's wish is to finish college. Repeat. It's her greatest desire.
Number 2.
Rolled. Rolled. The man took some coins from his pocket. Repeat. One fell and rolled across the floor.
Number 3.
Slide. Slide. The driver tried to stop, but the street was icy. Repeat. His car began to slide.
Number 4.
Pull apart. Pull apart. The pages of the book were stuck together. Repeat. I had to pull them apart.
Number 5.
Hinges. Hinges. The door wouldn't close properly. Repeat. The hinges were broken.
Number 6.
Teamwork. Teamwork. Everyone worked together to finish the project. Repeat. The supervisor appreciated their teamwork.
Number 7.
Desired. Desired. They wanted a bigger house. Repeat. They desired more room.
Number 8.
Line up. Line up. The museum exhibit is very popular. Repeat. Large crowds line up every day to see it.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to the statement. Circle T if it is true. If it is false, circle F. Number 1.
A square object will roll.
Number 2.
Desire and want have the same meaning.
Number 3.
Sliding requires a smooth surface.
Number 4.
Pull apart and put together are opposites.
Number 5.
Hinges allow gates to swing open and shut.
Number 6.
Lining up is the opposite of forming a line.
Number 7.
To desire something means to wish for it.
Number 8.
Teamwork is the same as individual effort.
Now, check your answers.
Number one is false. A square object won't roll, but a round object will. Repeat. A round object will roll. Number two is true. Repeat. Desire and want have the same meaning. Number three is true. Repeat. Sliding requires a smooth surface. Number four is true. Repeat. Pull apart and put together are opposites. Number five is true. Repeat. Hinges allow gates to swing open and shut. Number six is false. Lining up is not the opposite of forming a line. Repeat. Lining up is the same as forming a line. Number seven is true. Repeat. To desire something means to wish for it. Number eight is false. Teamwork is not the same as individual effort. Repeat. Teamwork is the same as group effort.
Turn to figure three. Repeat the underlined words in the paragraphs.
Get their hands on. Get their hands on. Fix up. Fix up. Coat. Coat. Roll. Roll. Mount. Mount. Line up. Line up. Leave out. Leave out. Dipped. Dipped. Appropriate. Appropriate. Light bulbs. Light bulbs.
Now, listen to the paragraphs. Read along as you listen, but don't repeat.
Eileen had always had the desire to own an old Mercedes-Benz. When she and Mark had the chance to get their hands on an old 1954 model that didn't run, they decided to buy it and fix it up themselves. The interior of the car was in good shape, and the exterior needed only one coat of paint to make it look good. They had a wrecker deliver the car to their home. Then they proceeded to roll it into their garage, mount it on blocks, and tear down the engine. They were careful to line up the parts as they removed them, so that when they put the motor back together, they wouldn't leave out any of them. They dipped the parts in a cleaning fluid, and then started to put the engine back together. Some of the original parts were worn out, but they were able to find appropriate replacement parts in a junkyard. After remounting the engine, lubricating all the hinges, replacing all the burned-out light bulbs, and buying new tires, they were ready to take the car for a trial run. Their teamwork on the project paid off. Eileen ended up rolling happily down the road in the car she'd always desired.
Look at figure four. Listen to a statement, then select the correct answer and circle A or B. Number one.
Eileen and Mark acquired an old car.
Number two.
They repaired and improved the car.
Number 3.
The parts were lowered into a container of cleaning fluid and then lifted out.
Number 4.
They arranged the parts in a row.
Number 5.
The parts they found in a junkyard were suitable.
Number 6.
They replaced all of the parts correctly.
Number 7.
The car was put on blocks to raise it off the floor.
Number 8.
None of the lights on the car worked.
Number 9.
The car's wheels were turning as it was pushed into the garage.
Number 10.
The exterior needed only one layer of paint.
Now, check your answers and repeat the correct statement.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. They got their hands on it. Number 2 is A. Repeat. They fixed it up. Number 3 is A. Repeat. The parts were dipped. Number 4 is B. Repeat. They lined them up. Number 5 is B. Repeat. They were appropriate. Number 6 is A. Repeat. They didn't leave one out. Number 7 is A. Repeat. It was mounted above the floor. Number 8 is B. Repeat. They needed new light bulbs. Number 9 is A. Repeat. It was rolled there. Number 10 is B. Repeat. It required one coat.
Turn to Figure 5. Listen to the dialogues. They contain words with the prefixes M-I-S, miss, and M-A-L, mal, both of which mean wrong or bad. Number 1.
Did the airman give you directions to the BX?
Yes, but he must have misdirected me. I got lost.
Number 2.
Were the children good in school today?
No, they misbehaved all day.
Number 3.
Did you hear that Dr. Walton's practice is under investigation by a board of physicians?
Yes, he's accused of malpractice.
Number 4.
Is George happy in his job?
No, but George is a malcontent. He's never happy.
Look at Figure 5 again. Listen to the question and then read the answer. Number 1.
Did the airman give you directions to the BX?
Number 2.
Were the children good in school today?
Number 3.
Did you hear that Dr. Walton's practice is under investigation by a board of physicians?
Number 4.
Is George happy in his job?
Now, go to Figure 6. Listen to a question. Complete the answer with one of the words in the box. Use the correct form of the word and add the prefix mal or miss. Number 1.
Did they figure the bill correctly?
Number 2.
Is the machine operating smoothly now?
Number 3.
Were they able to run the business successfully?
Number 4.
Did he report the correct number of students present?
Number 5.
Has Ned begun to adapt to his new situation?
Number 6.
Do you feel that the article is accurate?
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is miscalculated. Listen, did they figure the bill correctly? Repeat, no, they miscalculated. Number 2 is malfunctioning. Listen, is the machine operating smoothly now? Repeat, no, it's still malfunctioning. Number 3 is mismanaged. Listen, were they able to run the business successfully? Repeat, no, they mismanaged it. Number 4 is miscounted. Listen, did he report the correct number of students present? Repeat, no, he miscounted them. Number 5 is maladjusted. Listen, has Ned begun to adapt to his new situation? Repeat, no, he's still maladjusted. Number 6 is misleading. Listen, do you feel that the article is accurate? Repeat, no, I think it's misleading.
Now turn to Figure 7. Look at the examples and listen. They're cooking apples. The phrase cooking apples is a compound noun. The apples are used for cooking. Listen to another sentence. They're cooking apples. The phrase cooking apples is a verb plus a noun object. Some people are cooking apples. Now, repeat the sentences in Figure 7. Number 1.
They're drying cloths. They're drying cloths.
Number 2.
They're hiking trails. They're hiking trails.
Number 3.
They're racing bikes. They're racing bikes.
Number 4.
They're planning meetings. They're planning meetings.
Number 5.
They're sailing ships. They're sailing ships.
Number 6.
They're advertising companies. They're advertising companies.
Number 7.
their mailing envelopes. They're mailing envelopes.
Number 8.
They're cutting boards. They're cutting boards.
Now read and repeat the sentences in Figure 7. Be sure to use the stress pattern indicated by the information in parentheses. Number 1.
Read. Repeat. They're drying cloths. Read. Repeat. They're drying cloths.
Number 2.
Read. Repeat. They're hiking trails. Read. Repeat. They're hiking trails.
Number 3.
Read. Repeat. They're racing bikes. Read. Repeat. They're racing bikes.
Number 4.
Read. Repeat. They're planning meetings. Read. Repeat. They're planning meetings.
Number 5.
Read. Repeat. They're sailing ships. Read. Repeat. They're sailing ships.
Number 6.
Read. Repeat. They're advertising companies. Read. Repeat. They're advertising companies.
Number 7.
Read. Repeat. They're mailing envelopes. Read. Repeat. They're mailing envelopes.
Number 8.
Read. Repeat. They're cutting boards. Read. Repeat. They're cutting boards.
This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 28.